This is Chris Hurst here with WTUF and WPAX News, and this morning I am very honored to have, and please don't let me mess up your name. Is it Charles Abel? Am I pronouncing it right?
That's correct.
Mr. Charles, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time to share with us this morning. Charles, if you could tell me your rank.
I'm a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy.
Absolutely. Charles, thank you so much. Before we get started here, I want to say thank you so much for what you do for our country.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the support that I've gotten from everybody in Georgia expressing how they are concerned about the troops and how it's just wonderful, all the great things that folks say to us.
Absolutely. And so what's your job? What do you do on a typical day?
Well, I work in communication, so my job is to actually write articles, and I do posts for the Navy on our website, navy.mil.
Absolutely. And what are some of your articles about? What's your the articles that you're most passionate about or most interested in? What would give me an example of what one of those articles could be?
Well, we see a lot about our troops, about the sailors, great stories that don't get seen often. Usually the news will pick up on all the bad stories, and so that does run on our website as well. But you'll see the stories about the features about good sailors doing good things, and that's basically what we're focused on, is making sure that our sailors who are doing good work don't go unrecognized. I recall a sailor who stopped a suicide attempt on a bridge in San Diego. It was a great read, and it was a great example of how our sailors are trying to help in the community.
Absolutely. And do you think that there's a lot of instances like that where there's soldiers out there doing great things, and a lot of times that the folks here in our great country don't always hear about that kind of stuff?
It does happen. I mean, it happens day to day. You know, it's a crazy world we live in, busy things happening in the news all the time. And so I think often that the soldiers and sailors will go unrecognized just in the great things that they do at home. When we return from deployment, you know, one thing we like to do is volunteer and help in the community. And I think a lot of times that doesn't get recognized. You just hear about other stories of hardships when soldiers and sailors are returning home.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you could just tell your friends and your family back home a little bit about what you're up to these days, what would you say to them?
Well, I get called from family and friends often, and in our modern technology, it's easier to reach out to your service members that are deployed overseas, either through email or, you know, the social media chat pages and so forth. And so I often get asked the question, what's it like where I'm at? Currently, I'm serving in the Pentagon, but I have served overseas, and it's just a crazy environment. We're working long hours. We pull 16, 20-hour days, so a lot of times you're work, and you don't have much time off for yourself except to maybe go to the gym, exercise, and then eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Other than that, you're sleeping for about 4 to 6 hours a day, and then you're right back at work. So it's just a crazy environment, deployed overseas, working 7 days a week, and you just it's stressful. You just try to push on, and I always think of my happy place, and my happy place is back home in Georgia with my family and friends.
Absolutely. So now that you're in D.C., right?
That's correct.
A little less stressful there?
Well, different kind of stress. Here we have to deal with the politics and the challenges of cutbacks in government and changing environment of reduction in forces deployed. So it's we have our own challenges here. Basically, what I'm concerned with at work here is that we make sure that we sustain our forces, that we don't draw down too much, that, you know, we have to be able to have a trained, ready force that's ready to deploy on a moment's notice.
Absolutely. Charles, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time to share with us this morning. I definitely have enough information to get a story on both of our radio stations. We're way down in the bottom of Georgia in Thomasville. But I definitely have enough information to get a story on both of my stations here tomorrow. Did you get the chance to say everything you wanted to?
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, I think probably the last thing I just wanted to ask to say is, again, thanks to everyone who takes the time to stop a troop, a soldier, a sailor, a Marine. When you stop them at the store and you say, hey, we support you, we care about you, it just means the world to us. It's just the greatest feeling inside when folks stop us on the street and say thank you.
Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to share with us this morning, and I think via email you're going to get the opportunity to hear how this turns out on the air. So, again, thank you, and just I hope everything goes great for you, man.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate the opportunity to do this with you.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, man.